Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's your name?
Evan.
It's Evan, Woody.
Evan, how can we help you this morning?
Well, I was hoping you guys could help me out. Honestly, I went on a first date with this girl. I thought we had a great time. And ever since then, I haven't heard back from her to make a second date.
Well, what'd you do? Where'd you go on the first date?
Well, you know, we went to Troni's. I thought it was a pretty good idea. We met online. You know, she came and picked me up for a date because my car was in the shop. You know, we talked about how we both like Italian food. So, like I said, we went to Troni's, and I thought we had a great time. But I've tried to get in touch with her for a second date, and I haven't been able to reach her.
It's kind of cut and dried.
Yeah, seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. What's her name?
Sophie.
Sophie. It's up to Sophie to give us the skinny.
Should we give her a call, Nance?
I think so. Is that cool?
Sure, yeah. That
okay.
Sounds great.
About 10 minutes.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Evan, you said you and Sophie went to Troni's for your first date. How's the pizza there? I've never been. I heard it was really good.
Honestly, it is really good. You should try it if you have the chance.
That's what our boss Nick says all the time. Nick, you never take us there. Why?
Best in Dayton pizza. I'm not sure if you guys can handle it.
Oh,
is that right?
Okay, but Evan can. I gotcha. All right.
All right, Evan, be real quiet. We're going to call Sophie right now, okay, bud?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, is this Sophie?
Speaking.
Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, Soph.
Who is this?
Oh, there it comes.
There it is. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hi. Did I win something?
Aw, she's so nice.
Maybe. Doubtful, but
do
maybe.
Do you want to win at the game of love?
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Okay. Well, we do this thing called second date update here where two people go out, have a good time, or one person does, but they can't get a hold of the other person. So they call us and we call them for them.
Yeah.
You had a pizza date with Evan, didn't you?
I'm literally floored that you're calling about a second date. This is wild.
Well, he called us because he wants to go out with you again, and he couldn't get hold of you, so Woody and I did.
Here we are.
I mean, it depends on what he told you, but there's no way he thinks I'm going on a second date, that's for sure.
What's wrong with him?
Okay, so... we planned this date. He gave me his address so I can pick him up because his car was in the shop, right? So I pull up to the driveway of this giant house. He's like standing, waiting outside for me, and I'm like so impressed, right? Dinner was great. The conversation was fun. It's what happened after dinner that things really started to fall apart for us. I go back to drop him at his house. I wish you could see my air quotes. And as he gets out of the car, some guy walks out of the house and greets him like, "Hey, man, I didn't know you were stopping by. You're going to introduce me to your date?"
I don't understand.
Does he have a roommate? What's going on?
I don't understand.
Exactly. Turns out this big mansion is not his. It's his friend's. He doesn't even live there.
Oh.
Not his car's not in the shop. He doesn't even have a car.
He tried to pull a fast one on you.
Well, why would he? Okay. Why would he do that? So if his friend was home and he knew he was going to get busted.
Yeah, so apparently he wasn't supposed to be there. He was supposed to be gone for the weekend. And he wasn't expecting him to be there. Like, I mean, you know, I get trying to impress your date, but this is, like, way above and beyond. It's like a full-blown lie.
So you're not going to date me again because I don't own a freaking big house and a car?
The problem is that you're a liar. You can't set it up that you have all of these things and then none of that is true. Like, what else are you going to be lying about?
Dude, why would you lie about where you live?
It sounds like it doesn't matter because you don't want to date me because I don't live in some fancy mansion.
No. Don't get confused. I don't want to go on a date with you because you are a liar. You don't even have a car. You have it in the shop. Like, you could have said you don't have a car.
It sounds like that would have been an issue. That clearly sounds like it's an issue for you right now.
No. Don't paint her to be shallow, no. Dude.
Yeah, I'm not the one with the issue.
I'm down on my luck. I don't have a car. I live with my brother in his apartment, and I'm just down on my luck right now.
So? That shouldn't change how you are as a person, right?
Yeah, you didn't even give me a chance to like, understand what you were going through. You just assumed. And, you know, now you're just a liar to me. I can't see it any other way.
Look, you just seem like a girl that expects the finer things in life.
Seriously, I am a nurse. I have an apartment in Kettering. I have a roommate. I'm paying off student loans. Like, that can't be farther from the truth.
Hey, I live in Kettering too.
Then why did you make me drive all the way out to Springboro?
Because that's where the best houses are.
Oh my God!
Oh, Evan.
You know, I feel like I can put up with most things, but I do not like liars, and I'm just not a fan of what you did.
I mean, I really think you're blowing this out of proportion here.
Okay, listen. I think you are minimalizing all of this. Like, you made a mistake. You lied. You're the issue. Don't try to flip this all on me.
Oh, okay, this is where we jump in.
Yep, let's put an end to this, Nancy.
Yeah, the whole point of this, you guys, as you know, is getting you to go out again. So we have at our disposal concert tickets, dinner, transportation.
Yep. All you guys have to do is say yes, and we'll send you out again.
Yeah, we'll try this all over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
Well, I guess I screwed this one up.
Wow, so once you're telling the truth.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.